で、
逆てありあぶかそれらぬがいげなかこうれじぬじゃが
So people ask you see, if we wake up, what do we get? We are business like, you see. You tell us to wake up, or else if we do wake up, what will we get? Now we have got possessions, we have got so many other things at our disposal.We are asleep, all right, we have got so many things, even if we wake up, then what will you find? The Master says, you find a pearl of great price. Who can find that pearl of great price who awakes? Now our soul, as I told you before, is asleep under the bondage of mind,outgoing faculties, etc. We are identifying with itself. As I told you, our souls are in the body. That is why the body works, so long as it is there. When soul leaves the body, then body is put under grave or cremated. But one thing, you see, we are in the body until something is controlling us in the body.We cannot run out of the body, in spite of so many holes you have got in the body. Breathing goes out, that cannot remain, or something controls it back into the body. Surgeons perform, you see, operations of the stomach which lasts for hours. Then we cannot run out of the body. So he says, if you now awake,You'll find that controlling power is already within you. We have been trying to find him in outward ways. We don't look into within our own self, well, is the controlling power within us. So Kabir says, the whom you want to meet, he resides elsewhere, you try to find him elsewhere, still elsewhere.How can you find him? He is the soul of your soul, the very controlling power which is controlling your soul in the body. He is within you because it is the controlling power of the soul within the body. Unless you rise above that level, come within, body is the temple of God, even then, when you rise above senses, you see, you find him, he is already there. You have not to create it.Not to visualize it. It is already by inversion or rising above body could be controlled power. He says if you do wake up, you will get a pearl of great price, which you can only have it in the, by entering the laboratory of man body. We have wasted away our time.Of the most golden opportunity that we had, man body. We have awake and seen him. But the senses plane, you see, life of senses, we have just not been able to derive that from that.A wise man is he who follows the footsteps of his father, you see. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God, child of God, you may say, top of the ocean of our life. With man body we could have known him. If we would have been wise, we would have tried to see him. Only then we were truly speaking to be wise, otherwise we are stark fools.Why don't you wake up? This is a high time for you. You got the man body. And what is this waking up, you see? This is something rising above body consciousness, our senses. To know yourself first, then you will be able to know God. Self-knowledge precedes God-knowledge. It is not a matter of inference, as I told you. It is a matter of seeing. Yes.
Jag dekh piyas jana tere tohe chaad uth gaye savere.
Can you wake up and see where is your Lord? You see, the soul of your souls. But you pass all your life so far while sleeping. Take up with your Lord. This is the high time, the golden time that you have got to know Him, to see Him, but you are passing your days quite in deep slumber. This is something to be born anew, you see. To rise above body consciousness. God to whom we have a conscious contact is already within you, is everywhere, but direct, closest contact is within you. Unless you rise up to that level, you cannot see. Except you be born in you, you cannot enter the kingdom of God, this is what Christ says. And all other masters said in their own language, of course. Well, it is not wise on your part to go on sleeping forever. Man body every day, every hour, every day is bringing you closer to the end of life, which is called death. It is for you to wake and see Him before that last end comes, you see. Because in this man body only you can see.
भर जो बन पिया अपना नचीना.
Your destiny to the soul, look here, you had the very young life. At that time you would not differentiate what is wrong and what is right. Now you are quite young. I'm quite of age. You can differentiate what is right from wrong. And it is the high time when you, all your faculties are in order while young, you see, when you are of age. When your hairs are black, you can see him quicker because you can sit at your will, you can direct your will somewhere, whichever way you like. You've got something under control. You could do something. But alas, it says, you have not found Him. All your days have passed in vain glory of outside and given up to the rejoice pleasures of the senses only. This is what Master always come to see. They do not feel, say, they don't live the body, life of a man and a householder or anything. He said, develop, you see. You've got three aspects of your life. One is physical. Maintain it. Physical body is the highest gift of God to us, because it is the man body in which we can awake and see Him, you see. So maintain it. They don't say they leave it and go to some recluse, you see. They say maintain it as best as you can, but see what have you to do, for what purpose. Your bomb not only have the pleasures of outside only, there's, you see, all glory and beauty lies within you. Just invert, just regain your Godhead, you see. And it is the high time, you can, this life, when your senses are in order, you can do something, exert. If you do not see it, where's the hope when you become old, your senses won't work, your body will be dependent on somebody else, why not now? So third guru of the six says, though they have not known God in, I mean, when they are quite of age, not old, Well, there is little hope for them to know him in the old age. Little hope.
Why?
Because at the time you become dependent on others. Now you are independent. At the time, who knows whether you would like to be able to see your hair or your body is quite fit. So there is little hope, of course. There is hope, but little hope. Now is the time, high time, to know God when you are in your, I mean, quite able, physically fit, intellectually fit. You can stand on your own legs. You can direct your way one day and the other. When you grow old and become dependent on others, well, how will you be able to say that? Who knows whether you will bodily fit or not? Many times you find, well, man becomes quite invalid. He cannot do his own personal outer requirements. He cannot attend to that. So that is why. Yes, you have been only bewildered in the life of senses, given up to sensual life, ignoring what was the real aim of life. Well, you must be wise now, because you are the child of all wisdom. After all, we have to leave the body. But that is no bugbear, but we have to leave. No exception to the rule. But you see, when the end comes, I remember of a case at Delhi. He was a pilot of the airplane. He ran up during the day at about 2, came to the ashram. I told him, why are you so in a hurry? He said, well, I have been given notice of 6 hours to leave for the front. Give me something. You see? He was afraid of, if I go to the front to die in 6 hours' notice, I have to go. Well, excuse me, if you are given some notice, you have to leave tomorrow morning. What will you do today? I think your thoughts are done. Oh, what will happen after that? So we should have foresight. You see, after all, we have to leave the body, maybe in a day or a month or a year or 10 years. There's no exception to the rule. After all, we have to leave the body. Where to go? We are afraid of death, you know. Why? For 2 reasons. One, we do not know how to leave the body. And the other, we do not know where to go. After that, what will happen? Those who are going away, they think, what will think of this position, who will take over? He's thinking that way. There is nothing known of the beyond. And those who are leaving, they say, oh, where? To whom care you are leaving us? So this is one thing, they do not know how to leave the body at the time of death. In very few cases, leave it. Generally, man has suffers very badly, you see, cannot leave the body. So, other thing, where to go? I came to America in 1955, now coming, I was confident, I have been to America, I know such and such man. You see? Mm-hmm. You learn to live, that is why I say, learn to die so that you may begin to live. If you know how to leave the body, well, all sting of death is gone. Lost enemy that we conquer is death. And how? By learning how to leave the body at will. 100 times a day, Guru Nanak said. At St. Paul said, I die daily. So see, you have wasted time while asleep. In the very golden opportunity you had of the man body, you must learn how to leave the body. For these 2 reasons we are afraid of death. Death is a player, I would say. All glory and beauty lies within you. Who have an excess of that life, they want to leave the body, the sooner the better. But we are afraid of. So that is why Kabir is telling, well, look your own soul body. You have to leave the body, you are wiser, you have to leave someday. You should have arisen and found the God within you. That you could have done even if you have, only if you have risen above senses, while in man body. But you are bewildered, you see, by the sensuous life all along, never thinking of your own self, but the end must come, no exception to the rule. Really wise man is he, whatever, in the worldly affairs you find, whatever work we have to do, say after a year or so, we start doing it from today. the time, the fish time draws nearer, we put in more efforts to have that thing ready. Or even still you cannot do alone, you engage other people to help you. Just be ready by that time. Well, we have to leave the body, time is fixed of course, we do not know. So if you are given notice, you have to go, then what to do? So the Master says, pass your each day as your last day of your earthly life. What will you do on the last day of your earthly life? Imagine. So this is how the Master, you see, bring home the necessity of solving the mystery of life. You have to leave the body someday. And I told you, death or leaving the body is no bugbear. But we have to, a wise man is he who just learns how to live, you see.
Yate chatar tu rakhnari kabahu na piya ki sej suhari.
They say the God who is your father or two beloved, you see, he is all wise. You should have been also wise enough, you see. What to speak of meeting him, you had never made any preparations for reaching him to, you see. What is the preparation to have a life, you see, true living, pure heart, sympathy for all, hating none, self-service, observing non-violence, not to kill others, steal others, you see, be chaste. This is the preparation. Read scripture, join some school or college. Read scripture, that will awaken you, or just give you an interest to know God. Perform certain rites or rituals. These are all the preparations. And what to meet God, even you have not tried to make any preparations for His coming. Who will tell you, wise man? There is something bringing home, you see, the necessity of making the best use of our life. We say, what to go, when the death comes, we will die, that's all. He thinks that we marry, we pass an Epicurean way of life. But that's not the end all of life, you see. We have got a physical body, astral body, causal body. We can rise above it. We can know, I and my Father are one. You have the same thing, the achievement in a man body. Well, this is truly to be a wise man, you see. How are you to lead to wise? You must prepare beforehand. At the time of death, you see, when you are thirsty, you cannot dig up a well at the time, you see. This is what the necessity has been enjoined by all masters who came in the past, to wake up in time and see what is what is. And that you can do only in man body. Now Kabir says, if you do not wake up now, you will wake up at the time when death overtakes you. All, everything will be left. All your possessions, all, even your body. It is wise now to wake up, you see. At the time of death, everybody, what is a repentance to, I, tears roll down the body, speaking, I have wasted my life. What is the good of that? Now wake up and see your, what is your goal. Meet God. What to speak of meeting God, you have not even made the preparation for that. That preparation to have a good life, good thoughts, good words and good deeds. We should join the army of God. Our school of thought are the various, I will say, recruiting centers for the army of God. But we have forgotten to join the army of God. We have joined the army of our school of thought and religions, fighting against one another. So it is the man body which we have got by the grace of God, the highest rung in creation, in which we can achieve this object of knowing or seeing God. Not as a matter of inference or feelings or emotions. It is something very definite that you will do make whole. You can have that easily if you come across some person, some son of man who has got that life and is competent to give you life. So that is the greatness of all masters that have been spoken of, you see. It is just like you to sit in its field of action, I would say, personal arena. That also gives you some relief, some bliss. Some, you forget the world for a while, you see. That the effect of the radiation, just like fragrant flowers, if you put them in some room, the whole room is filled with the fragrance. You put it in clothes have become fragrant, gives perfume. So you put it in the earth becomes perfume, you see. Similar to the atmosphere in which such a God intoxicated person sitting by radiation, you receive the effects. Even a stone, if it's placed near the water, that becomes cool, you see. Why not a conscious being? That is why Christ said, if more than one man says my name, I am there. So, to have a company of such a realized soul, you might say, these are different words to express the same thing, who has become the mouth of God, who speaks as inspired by God. Well, that's a great blessing. Remain where you are, he won't come to change your... They do not come to break the law, but to fulfill the law, which is of redemption by grace. So to have a company of such a master is a great blessing, of course. We can make the best use of them and have that experience in life before we have to leave the body. So this is, whenever masters came, they gave out the same thing, in their own language, of course. So by parallel study of religion, you'll find truth is one. In all religions wherever we have to love God, serve all humanity, and ethical life are true living, we must. Ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. And for this purpose, we have joined various schools of thought. Blessed we are, we do whatever school we belong. We have taken some steps, elementary. You are preparing the way, of course. You are wise, those who are preparing the way, going to some holy places of worship, saying praises of God, reading scriptures, performing certain rites or rituals, that is the preparation of the ground. You are wise as compared with others, those who do not even dream of these things, but still a further step is to be taken, to know Him, to see Him by rising above body consciousness. If you can do of your own self, well and good. A blind needs man needs only two eyes to see. If not, in worldly things we also can seek the help of others who have been adept in that line. We can also have, I think, help from any realized soul, you see, who is able to give you some contact to start with. So that is why all masters pray, O God, give us the company of the saints in which you are working. To come to a near to a master soul, Maulana seems, Maulana Room says, you come near God because God is there manifest. God is in you also, but is not manifest. to come near a Godman and to come near God, in the, near God, and to be away from Him, it is being away from God, you see. So something is spoken of the greatness of man, which you have got by God's grace. You have to see whether we are making the best use of it or not.